Okay. All right, good morning. And it's good to be back from so much of traveling, travel with security check and all that, but, you know, God worked everything out very well. You know, sometimes when situation happen and we question God, why is this happen? But God knows everything. God knows the reason why behind that. And sometimes he tells you the reason behind it, but most of the time he keep it secret. Maybe when we go to heaven, he will tell us why it happened, but I thank God for the opportunity to be here on behalf of my family and my wife, my two little daughters, Erin and Amberlynn, and the church that I pastored back in Papua New Guinea, Mount Moriah Baptist Church. I want to say thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the hospitality, and thank you for the kind word and all. I mean, I really enjoyed being here, and I feel this is at home. And I talked to Pastor Chris and said, he asked me, do you really want to go? And I said, oh no, I don't want to go. But it is far better I go back home because I need to see my daughter it's for a month now. I haven't seen her for. But I thank you for your prayers. Thank you so much for the ministry supplies that one way or the other what you do, that you put all the boxes together, write all the names, the time and the effort and the money that you spend to make this successful. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I pray that whatever you give will impact the life of the people that is in need. It is not a want. It's a need that we have in the country of Papua New Guinea. And I ask you to continue to pray for that ministry, mission work. You know, in and around the world, there's so many things happen. Satan is not happy with the word of God. Satan is not happy with the mission work. Satan is not happy with the gospel being preached in villages. And when the good things happen, you expect the bad things to happen. When the word of God is wide open to people to respond to it, and you expect the Satan to come and say, hey, what are you doing here? You expect the problem to come arise. So please pray for the mission work. This is my last Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow, going back to Papua New Guinea. But again, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Pastor Chris, and your family. I do appreciate it. We have been friends for 10 years. It's like a brother to me. When I approach, when I talk to him, I say, hey, brother. You know, sometimes people call their name, but I address Pastor Chris as my brother. It's an eternity brother. Physically, we are brothers, and spiritually, we are eternity brother. Thank you so much for that. And I want us to see from the scripture, 2 Timothy chapter number 4. 2 Timothy chapter number 4 is somewhat of Paul telling Timothy the last word. You know, I remember when I was in high school, my dad told me about, he prayed for me to be a preacher. When I was in high school, 10th grade, and he told me that, you know, he prayed for me to be a preacher one day after I complete my school. And when he passed away in 2009, that word, that information or that prayer that he told me is still fresh in my mind today. And it is because maybe it was the last word that he told me, or it is because that this was the important word thing that he told me. And I believe we remember the last word that our parents, before they passed on, they tell us something. Either to be a hardworking man, either to take care of your family, either to do this and do that. They give us some last word before they passed on. And pretty much 2 Timothy is about young Timothy. Paul was telling, say, hey, I'm old. And I cannot continue the work that I used to do. And my time is up. And he was saying that son, because this was a spiritual son to him, Apostle Paul. Young Timothy was son to Timothy, Apostle Paul. And he was saying that, hey, verse number one, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be judged and quick the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Verse number 2, it says they preach the word. You know, we as a missionary, that's what we do. Well, it's not only the preaching the word of God, but we do physical work, building houses, visiting people, you know, going to villages that somebody needs something, or somebody needs a medical help, somebody needs a medicine, or somebody needs that. But in between that, the center part of the mission work is to preach the word of God. To preach the word of God. And you see, the Bible says that because young Timothy, he says, the son, the one thing that I want to let you know before I pass on is this, you preach the word of God. And it says that preach the word instead, be instead, in season or out of season. You know, we do have harvest time. We do have, you know, gardening time. We do have different season, snowy time or, you know, summertime or different season that we have. Even though sometimes we are in good health, but sometimes we are in bad health. Sometimes we need, you know, we are in need, but sometimes we have surplus of it, but it does. The Paul says that, son, when you feel like to, or you don't feel like to, but preach the word of God. In whatever season you live, you preach it. That was the last, I charge you, he said, hey, I tell you, son, what I want you to do right now as a young man before I leave and pass on, he said, preach the word of God. And I believe this is to each and every one of us. This is to me. As the missionary that partners, you know, partner with Crossroad Church, this is to me and say, hey, you know, Crossroad Church is saying, go and preach the word of God. That's what we are here for. And we are here to, you know, we are here to save God. We are here to do something for the Lord. Before it is too late, they say, young Timothy, before it is too late, before you regret, before you say, I wish I could do that, he said, preach the word of God. And rebuke, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all the long-suffering and doctrine. You don't need to look for any places to preach. You have the complete Bible. And when you see in the scripture, most of the disciples that Jesus called them to, you know, preach the word of God, they don't, you know, he don't send them to Bible school. You know, you don't need to know all the Bibles about it. You don't need to know Genesis to Revelation to preach the word of God. All you need to do is you tell them about how God saved you. How you got saved. Your life testimony. How God changed your life. How God has been good in your life. How God blessed your life and your family. That, you know, that experience in your life, somebody needed. That somebody needed out there. That's why it says rebuke. Rebuke them. Rebuke them. If they walk in a way that they don't supposed to walk, you tell them this is wrong. Because as a father, that's what we tell our children, right? We don't let somebody walk on the wrong road, or we don't let somebody do the wrong decisions, or we don't let somebody do something that is not right. They said, rebuke them. That's what young Timothy was instructed by Paul. And he was saying that for verse number 3, for the time will come. There will be a time. You know, when I was walking down that road, the Kidron Valley, when I went into that Lion's Gate, up to the Garden's Tomb, the Damascus Road, and I was thinking about the light and the voice that came and, you know, strike of Apostle Paul. And I was thinking about the Mary and Mary Magdalene were getting, you know, just, they walk into the tomb to see where Jesus laid, well, I mean, Jesus was buried. It wasn't there. But when that time, the word of God was very important in that part of the country. In that time, that's a lot of churches. In that time, that's a lot of people that wanted to save God. But not now. But not now. And this is happening in this country right now. This is happening in Papua New Guinea right now. When people don't have anything, they, you know, when God bless the country, when God bless the family, when God bless the church, everything is okay. But when the, you know, when the situation comes around, that is the season time, when it is winter time, everything will get cold. We get cold and we were looking for something to cover ourselves, make ourselves warm. But it says that there will be a time come. There will be a time come that you won't be able to go and preach the word of God. There will be a time come that you won't be able to listen. There will be a time come that you won't be able to come to church. There will be a time come that you cannot hear somebody say something to you. Or there will be a time come that, oh, I wish I could do that. That's why young Timothy was told by Paul and said, hey, there will be a time come. But in season and out of season, he should preach the word of God. That's our responsibility as a Christian. It is our responsibility. God saved you. God paid for your sin. God did everything for your life. The central responsibility for you and I to do is tell someone about Jesus. Before it is too late, my friend, I want to tell you, maybe this might be the last time that you see my face right here. I don't know what's going to happen, but folks, let's get up. Let's preach the word of God to the people that who are dying every minute, every second, and going to hell. That's something that money cannot buy. That's something that education cannot buy. That's something that what you have cannot exchange that. Preach the word of God. This is for eternity. That's an eternity. That's an eternity. You know, I was talking to one of my friends that who has a lot of money back in Papua New Guinea. The name of his company that is he have is called Kidron Valley Construction. And he haven't been to that Kidron Valley that I was. And I took a picture of that, and he have a son. His name is Kidron. And I sent him a picture, and I said, this is the valley that you named the construction company and your son, but you haven't been there. But I am right here sending you a picture. He said, wow. He said, wow. I wish I can go there. I said, what stop you? You have all the money that you need. You have everything that you need to come, you know, get there and see what's the Lord, you know, the scripture I taught you about the Kidron Valley. But he never make it. I don't know. He said, well, give my name to Pastor Chris and we'll see. After 2 years' time, we can go together. But there will be a time that you and I will regret. That's why young Timothy, Paul tell him that, hey, preach the word of God. Son, I know the time will come. I know, you know, sometimes as a young man, you will feel, you will be discouraged. You will be undermined. You will be, you know, backbite and say this and that because you're a young man. He said, it doesn't matter. You preach it. You preach it. I want to tell you, I'm the living testimony to my family, to my country, and to my village, that I can be able to stand in this pulpit right here and preach the word of God. It's not because I have a lot of money. It's not because I'm an intellectual. It's not because who I am, where I come from, but it's because of this. It's because of the word of God changed me. It's because of the word of God. And every time when I see God wondrous and God's blessing in my life, I say, thank you, God. Thank you. I am nobody. I'm just a dirt. I'm just a dust, piece of dust. And I grew up in the jungle of Papua New Guinea. Why me? But thank God, God saved me. And thank God, God called me to the ministry. And thank God, God shows me a wondrous thing that I never thought in my mind. And going to Israel was one of the things that I grew up in the country that I even planned in my mind that I would put my, you know, feet in there and walk on the road that Jesus walked, but it's because of God. Now, verse number 7. You know, verse number 4, let's finish the verse number 5. Verse number 3. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall turn into fables. But watch thou in all times endure affliction. Do the work of evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. He said, you make proof of thy ministry. Why? Because they will say, well, young Timothy, we know who you are. We know your life in the past. You know, even Apostle Paul, many people were saying, is this the guy that persecuted the Christian? Is this the guy that killed the church? And at the same time, he's preaching the word of God that he was against it. And he said, young Timothy, there will be a time that they will say that. You know, when I went back home, and when I tried to tell people about Jesus, they used to say, hey, we know that. We know what you are talking about. You see the gray hair right here? I've been in the church for all my life. I know what you are talking about. And I told them, hey, you don't know what you say. I'm going to tell you the truth from the scripture. And but the Bible says, verse number 6, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is had, and he said, I don't know how I'm going to live, how long I'm going to live, when we have the opportunity right now, when we have the chance right now, let's preach the word of God. Let's get involved in missions. That's the people in the surrounding community that we live, they are dying. They are dying and going to hell. You know, in Luke 16, the rich man have everything. The rich man have everything and he died. And the Bible says he was buried. After he was buried, he opened his eyes in hell. And he was, you know, asking for water. He was asking for mercy. He prayed how many times he prayed. And there's no hope. There's no hope. And the one thing that pops up in my mind is that he said, hey, Father Abraham, I have 5 brothers. In my father's house, I have 5 brothers. Can you let Lazarus go back and preach the word of God to the 5 brothers that they will not come to this place that I am tormented in hell? There will be a time to remember. You know, Richmond was busy doing something, but he remembered. He remembered. He doesn't remember the money that he had. He doesn't remember the gold that he has. He doesn't remember the good food that he take. He doesn't remember anything, but he remember his father's house. And he remember the 5 brothers that he had. Friends and families and brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to tell you this. There will be a time that you will remember. There will be a time that I will remember. I sometimes let the opportunity pass by. I want to say this. It's because sometimes I don't feel like to do it. Sometimes I get into busy with so many things. But I'm guilty about that. I should have told somebody about Jesus. I should have. But those very people that I hang out with and sometimes I talk to them with, you know, they died. I don't know where they are. And I pray in my soul that they are burning in hell right now. I'm accountable to that. I know that God will judge me for that. I sent somebody your path, and you haven't told him about me. But there will be a time happen. But it's a preach the word of God. Verse number 7, I fought a good fight. Will I say I fought a good fight? Or will you say I fought a good fight? The last moment of your time, last moment of my time, will I say I fought a good fight? You know, Apostle Paul was saying, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I don't let anything move me. I kept the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I kept it till the end. And he said, I finished the course. I finished the race. I finished it well. Verse number 7, it says that. I finished the race. I fought a good fight, and I finished my course, and I kept the faith. Verse number 7, henceforth. Why? Why we have to preach the word of God? Why we have to send missionaries out? Why we have to involve in missions and, you know, praying for missionaries? Why we have to tell someone about Jesus? Why? Why would you be a partner, you know, working with mission work in Papua New Guinea? Why? There must be a reason why you're involved in missions. There must be a reason why you pray for somebody, or missionaries, or somebody who, not in Papua New Guinea only, but in other part of the world. Why you pray? Why you give to missions? Verse number 8. Henceforth there is a laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the day, and not only me, But not to me only, but unto them also that love his appearance. Apostle Paul was saying, that crown that laid up in heaven is not only for me. I know, he said, I know that. I know I have a crown in heaven. Why? Because I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished the race. And I preached the gospel to each of the country that I visited. I have done it. And I know that I have a crown in heaven. And the last part, he says, it's not only me. It's for everybody who loves the Lord. It's for everybody that will be there when he appears. When he come back, you have a crown. That's the reason why you have the reason why you serve the Lord. You have the reason why you send missionaries. You have the reason why you pray for missionaries around the world. Why? Because you have a crown. As we know, the crown and all that is only given to king and queen because they are part of the royal family. But you just imagine that. The last part of the scripture, verse number 8, it says that, and shall give me at the day, and not only me. Not me only. He says, it's not me alone. It's everybody that preached the word of God. It's everybody that sent the word of God out in and around the world that you have a crown, that God will reward you. Wow. Wow. I don't deserve a crown. I deserve hell. I deserve dying and going down to hell. There's nothing good in me. I have done nothing that God will love me enough. I have done nothing that God will give me the crown. But he paid for my sin. He did everything for me. The last word that Jesus Christ said on the cross of Calvary, and I see the cross of Calvary and I remember that. The last word he said that it is finished. There's nothing you and I can do it. There's nothing you and I need to do to, let God give you a crown. He paid it all. What we have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that. And when you put your faith in the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will give you a crown. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, for that. If it is something that I have to buy with money, I would say I don't have much money, and I don't think I would be able to buy that. If it is something that, you have this condition that you have to, there's a standard that you have to pass before you get that, I don't think I would be the right person to get that reward. But the standard, the requirement, and everything is paid off by the Lord Jesus Christ. All the requirement is done by Lord Jesus Christ. And all you and I have to do is obey. All you and I have to do is believe. And all you and I have to do is say, yes, sir, I will do it. And sometimes we say, I don't know how to preach the word of God. I don't know how to do that. I wish I could do that, but I don't know how to do that. If you don't know how to do that, you read this. You read this. This is the rule book. This is the teacher. This is everything. I want to tell some of the young people here, if you are graduating this year, if you are finishing your college this year, you are trying to make a decision in your life, I want you to remember this. Grab all of this book. You hold it like this and you put it in your heart, that will help you to build your life. And you won't regret it. You won't regret it, my friend. You will remember this. Write this date down. May the 8th or May the 7th, 2023. You remember this. A missionary from Papua New Guinea, just the jungle boy, came to Crossroad Church and told me this. You grab all of this book. That will change your life. And I want to tell you this. You won't regret it. You won't regret it. This book is the solid foundation. This book will help you in your life. This book will help you to make a right decision in your life, your marriage, your future, your finances, your work, and everything what to do in the church, how to save God. This book will tell you. That's why Apostle Paul was telling young Timothy and said, hey, son, before the bad times comes, before the dry season comes, before the sickness comes, Before the regret comes, he said, you preach the word of God. You preach it. You preach it as if there's no tomorrow. You preach it as if there's no life in the future. You preach it now. He said, you preach it before you regret it. Why? Because there's a time comes that you will regret. And there's a time that comes that I will regret it. But as a church, as a Crossroads church, as myself, we are saying, family in the Lord Jesus Christ, let's go out there and preach the word of God. Preach it. That's why in the last breath of our life, we would say the same thing. I kept the faith. I kept it. I did it. I don't want us to be a regret people. I want us to say, yeah, I did it. I did it. But with the help of God, we can do it. We cannot do ourselves. We cannot do with our strength. We cannot do with our knowledge. We cannot do with our experience, but with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the help of the Word of God, we can do it. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we as a church humble ourselves before your throne of grace this morning. And Lord, you know our hearts, and you know our mind, and you know where we are as far as the Word of God is concerned, as far as mission work is concerned, as far as our Christian life is concerned. God, you know the positions where we are. Lord, I pray that God let the Word of God sink in our heart, that it can germinate and grow and bear fruit in our life before it is too late, before we regret, before we give the reasons or we say, I wish I could do it, or I wish I could do that. Lord, please help us to grab all the Word of God and send out the Word of God in and around the world. Thank you so much for the church family, for the love, for the kindness that they have shown through Papua New Guinea. Pray that God, whatever they invested in it, would be use it honestly to preach and reach out to the jungle people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for everything. And thank you so much for the Word of God. Thank you for your love. And thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.